You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Help me, Dan, please. I can't take it anymore.
Man, imagine how that guy feels today. Because you know what, Dan? Nothing's changed since he called you that night.
That was on Mother's Day. I remember it well. Daryl.
I don't think they've had a three-game winning streak or losing streak since that day, if I'm not mistaken. Since before that day, what is happening
here? Their last three-game losing streak was like May 5th, 6th, and 7th. The last three-game winning streak was May 5th, 6th, and 7th. Their last three-game losing streak was 7th, 8th, and 9th, or 7th, 8th, and 10th, or something.
They were swept by the A's.
It's increnculent, Dan. And is something going to change? It appeared so last night. It appeared that Palacios was coming up, and then he wasn't. What happened there, and what is happening in general?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I wondered about it aloud as I signed off the air, because that's when Noah's report first came about.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of, you know, corresponding moves that could have been made, and as you kind of look up and down the roster, you're thinking, well, the only move that could be made would be Palacios for Sawinski, who had just finished a 3-for-3 night and looked really good. And I, for a moment on the air, was pausing, thinking of other ways that logistically you could get somebody in or out. You're not going to send Oliveras out or cut ties there because he's a right-handed bat, hits well at home, and
he's a right-hander. I don't know about the bat part, but
well,
go ahead.
At home against left-handed pitching, he's very good.
He doesn't have an extra base hit in a month and a half, Dan.
At home.
A month and a half, home or away. No extra base hits in a month and a half.
A month and a half?
He hasn't had over a month. He hasn't had an extra base hit.
You said June 26th, right?
Yeah, okay. A month and 6 days, 7 days.
That's June 26th is like last week. Not saying that's good.
It was May 26th.
Oh, May 26th.
May 26th.
That changes the algebraic equation here.
Yeah. Home away, or he doesn't hit at home. He doesn't hit at home, and he doesn't hit away. That doesn't leave many other places not to hit.
And listen, I'm not dying.
He stinks.
I'm not dying.
What about Michael DFA Taylor? DFA him. What about anybody? Connor Joe, get do something. Somebody do something here, Dan. Please.
So Josh, Daryl, Josh Palacios, is he the answer to all the problems?
No,
but it's different.
But it's different.
It is different. And you throw it up against the wall at this point to
Josh
see if it sticks.
Palacios. Okay.
He was
looks like
last
Willie
year.
Mays around
is,
here.
Yeah, is Barry Bonds compared to Michael B. Taylor?
I'm not arguing against the fact.
Michael F. Taylor.
Michael F. Taylor.
Michael Z. Taylor at this point.
Right.
So, I mean, you asked what happened, and I'm thinking about, I'm assuming maybe Sawinski was earmarked to go down.
Yeah.
And then he has this good game, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, well, there it is. He's on time. And sometimes it only takes one swing from a guy to go from being absolutely dog do to being the dude. It could be one swing where everything clicks. It could be one foul ball back to the screen, one barrel, and all of a sudden everything changes and that jumpstart stuff. So maybe I'm just saying, is to your question, that's what gave them pause. Other than that, that's just me speculating.
Why not just DFA Taylor then?
Because there's obviously financial ramifications. You've invested over $4 million there. You hope that he hit 20 homers last year. You're going to be uber patient because I don't think you really have any other choice or any real legitimate alternative. And then there is a defensive variable here as well. He's very good defensively. And I'm not saying that the Austin Hedges scenario applies, but it sort of does, albeit a watered-down version. When Bailey Falter's on the mound and there's tons of fly balls at PNC Park, and a method of Falter's success is to be able to get fly ball outs. Taylor's part of the equation there. I'm not saying that he deserves this endless runway, but you ask the question, why not?
They all seem to have endless runways.
Because
they're on an endless runway
here. What are the alternatives?
Palacios is one.
Okay. Over Michael A. Taylor defensively? I don't know, man. Is he measurably that much better
when you look at the totality of everything? How often does Michael A. Taylor make a play that no other center fielder could possibly make?
I mean, he's...
he's good in center field, I'll grant it, but not good enough to make up for being one of the worst hitters in the game.
Right, and I mean...
and Sawinski's one of the worst hitters in the game.
Sure.
And Palacios...
Watch your mouth, he had three hits last night.
Who plays center field? I mean, everybody looks at this one-sided, that there is... the whole defensive part of the equation just... it doesn't exist.
You're only sending one of the two out.
Who plays center field?
You're only sending one of the two out. So, the other guy.
So if you're
sending Taylor out, then you're Sawinski. And if you're sending Sawinski out, then Taylor. But here's the thing.
So Sawinski's playing against left-handers all the time.
What about Oliveras?
What difference does it make? Neither can hit either.
It may. It may. I mean, you're looking at Sawinski.
Make a trade.
I would sign up for Reynolds in left, Oliveras in center, and Palacios in
center. Oliveras in center,
right.
Paul, that's insane.
Who cares?
What's insane is running out lineups day after day after day with Connor Joe
Oliveras in
and
center
Oliveras
is
in the middle of it. In the middle of your lineup. That's insane.
Acquire Jacob Stallings and put him in center field at that point.
What I'm saying is it doesn't matter.
How about Grandal in center?
You're talking about one
Grandal
run.
In center might be better than what they have now.
You're talking about point half a run over like a 30-game period.
You're painting a picture where it's, well, what are they supposed to do? My answer would be
something.
Something!
My point is very simple. You're talking about saving a half a run every 35 games or something. I'm talking about a guy who might get a hit more than once a week.
This is enacting what fans are feeling.
No doubt. I got tears in my eyes again. I maintain that this is probably as ticked off as fans have been since I've been doing the job of Pirates pre and post. With my pickaxe and shovel, probably since late 2012, when that epic collapse and August and September were just...
yeah.
I just think of Kevin Ore and I just look at each other like, oh my gosh, what is happening here? This is wild. Like, I think fans are legitimately just foaming at the mouth, ticked off, more so than they were in 2016. I'm going back to late 2012 during that collapse.
And if you think it's bad now, let us get to the trade deadline and Destiny's Child's predictions come true. This place will be like the old days, like when I started on a fan. You know, I'd be late night after Pirate games. Basically, my entire show was this. 412-928-9370. What'd you think of this debacle tonight? And then I'd have three or four hours of people just calling, screaming and yelling. If they do what Destiny's Child said they're going to do, which is, you know, trade guys away and retool with prospect types, I don't know if that's going to go over very well this year.
So, but here's the other side of it, because I agree, you've got to do something. You can't just sit on your hands, whether that's internal or external. But there also is a bit of a corner that you are painted into here. That's reality. I mean, and you have to acknowledge reality. And that is that the cost is astronomical. So are you willing to pay an astronomical cost for something or someone that may not move the needle as much as you think it's going to move the needle? Because I think their problems are actually far greater than, okay, we're going to go get one bat or two bats, and it's going to all of a sudden just lift this ship up, and they are going to smoothly sail into the postseason.
I don't think people are that naive. In fact, it would still be a struggle to get into the postseason. But the notion that the Pirates, once in the postseason, would be a major problem because it's a completely different sport once you hit the postseason is not crazy. That's A. And B, Do you think the price for a soon-to-be three-time batting champion, Arias, do you think that was prohibitive?
Mm-hmm.
The Padres didn't even trade one of their top 10 prospects.
Right. They should have done something along those lines, candidly. But what I mean, and credit the Padres for being proactive, as the Pirates, who are now, I think, in a situation where they're trying to be reactive.
And exactly my point with what I've said all along, right? It feels like they're trying to run out the clock so they can get to the trade deadline. It's like, well, this isn't our year. Next year we're going to do it. We don't want to unload all of our chips and our bullets. Listen, I think that I get what people are saying. I understand, you know, that this idea that, well, they're probably more than one player away. Then go get two.
So,
or go get three.
And are those three players out there and available that are going to move the needle for you that do justify the cost? Ben Cherington has come out and he has said that he is willing, and the Pirates always should be, in a position to trade minor leaguers for major leaguers. But you don't just do deals to do deals, because that's just the definition of stupidity. At the end of the day, well, we did something to say that we've done something.
No, you never.
That's caving to pressure.
You don't want to do that.
Fan and media alike. Correct.
No, you need a hitter. So if I tell you you give up one of your really good pitching prospects for Cody Bellinger.
Oh, well,
and tomorrow night's game, he runs out to center field for the Pirates.
Well, number one, that's a hypothetical that doesn't exist and will not happen, but I would do that hypothetical, sure.
Well, why won't it happen?
But why are we talking about the Phillies going after Cody Bellinger, not the Pirates? And you see trade packages that include a couple prospects for Cody Bellinger.
Right. And there's obviously a big financial element that they're not going to pay that price for Cody Bellinger financially, not prospect-wise, but financially.
Even as a rental?
Probably not.
Then that's a crying shame.
Well, what is he making? He's making over $20 million?
Which is now less than 10, or would be at the time of the deal.
Yeah, and do you think that they're going to onboard that? I don't know.
Well, you could offset it by trading a guy like a Chapman.
Or Chapman. Trade Chapman.
You know, you can help to offset that. But if we're talking, they're not even willing to spend $10 million on a chance to legitimately get in and make some noise, then we might as well not even have the conversation. Then what are we talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about? We're talking about running out Connor Joe and Olivares and Sawinski and Taylor every day and Grandal and having this ridiculous lineup every single day.
It's a shame.
There's no hope if you're not willing, because that's still a pittance by major league standards. $10 million the rest of the year, especially when your payroll's already a joke. You can't add $10 million to throw out Cody Bellinger. It's a non-starter. Then you might as well not have a franchise.
And what's the Bellinger? He's done at the end of the year?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, I believe so. But him or another similarly priced rental who could fix a problem, and then I would argue,
let's go with your hypothetical.
Yeah.
Let's say Bellinger's in this lineup.
Yeah.
How much do you think it moves the needle collectively when you have six other holes in your lineup? Because I look at this lineup every night. I write it into my scorebook.
Yeah.
And I play the game that everybody else is playing.
Yep.
Boy, somebody there in the five hole. Luis Robert there. Jazz Chisholm there. Maybe if you get all three, or maybe if you get two.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You still, I think for me, are further away than you are closer.
No, listen. No one move is going to make you the 27 Yankees, but in a race where it's clearly, by nature of how it's going now, going to come down to a game or two, maybe a hit or two, one guy could make all the difference.
And as the Pirates objectively, I hope, look at this,
how about,
are they better than St. Louis? Are they better than San Diego? Are they better than New York? Are they better than San Francisco? Are they better than Arizona? All of the teams that are in front of them. Because remember, they're not only running their own internal scenarios and projections of what they could potentially be. They're also running scenarios like, oh my gosh, when or if Goldschmidt and Arenado go off because they've been having terrible offensive years in St. Louis, what is that going to look like? They're running the projections on the Mets, and they probably look at it objectively and say, boy, the math isn't mathing for us.
Well, I would reframe the question.
What if you bring in Luis Robert and Jazz Chisholm and Vladimir Guerrero?
Do they have, even with their deep farm system, Paul, enough to do that? That's emptying the tank. Is this the year to empty the tank?
Why not? You've got three stud pitchers who are healthy.
And we're, by the way, and that's a good point that you make, we're assuming, okay, that all of those guys are going to be viable and able to pitch in and through October. But you're also have the conundrum, we need them on a regular basis to be able to pitch to and through September. On the heels of them skipping Jared Jones, he of 86 innings accumulated, 125 as his career high.
You know what, Dan? It sounds to me like we should just say the hell with it. Well, Why the hell would we care about a team that is more interested in innings pitched and more interested in keeping all of its bullets in the chamber
Throw caution to the wind.
You've sold me on this.
Throw caution to the wind.
Trade them all. Perez, they're gone. Gonzalez, gone. Keller, gone. Trade them all. Get rid of them all. Get more prospects. 5 years from now, we're coming. We're coming, baby. 5 years from now. I mean, what are we doing here? We've been doing this for 5 years. Yeah. We're worried about that. You don't even know, again, Paul, I mean, knock on whatever the hell this is. I don't even think it's wood.
Formica. I think it's Formica.
Corian. Paul Skeens, God forbid, he's a power arm. He's a power pitcher.
Is this Corian?
How many of those guys have we seen over the course of time have Tommy John or whatever? Jared Jones is. I'm saying, I mean, at some point you have to say, maybe, just maybe, we're going to take a shot.
Dan, let me ask you this. At what point do you say that? Do you see anything on the horizon that's going to make the Pirates line up to the point where you say, yeah, we're better than... So in other words, you have to consider yourselves already better than the competition, not we're trying to be better. You have to have all your pitchers aligned and healthy without limits on them. You have to always keep in mind the financial constraints. It sounds like you're asking for a perfect scenario before the Pirates finally add and go for it. And I don't know if that's ever going to happen, particularly number one, which is your top three pitchers all healthy and at the height of their powers. I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. Go ask Cubs fans about Pryor and Wood.
And that's called life as a small market team, number one. Here's what has screwed them royally, is the lack of development success or the ability to unlock Key Brian Hayes and Jack Sawinski and Henry Davis. Those three guys have had an incredible drag on this season. And whomever is to blame for them not realizing their potential, for them, that's three internal guys that have allegedly power, pretty good hit tool, and one was taken 1-1. Those are internal guys or guys that you expunged some serious trade capital to acquire. And they have not even given you 15 cents on their potential dollar. That's the tragedy here. That is what has upended this season and has screwed the plan up.
No doubt.
So that's where it's at. So to go out and to try to atone for that with throwing darts recklessly, blindly, and then just purging your farm system
That's not what I'm asking for.
I mean, that's sort of a Paul.
You just said go get DEFCON. He went DEFCON.
Chisholm and Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Go get him.
Well, okay.
Go get him.
I'm asking for one.
Go get him.
And that's not going to move the needle enough because these three other guys stink, Joe.
What three other guys?
Sawinski, Hayes, and Henry
Davis.
Let
me ask you a question. If
they screwed it up, so you can't add the one guy, Paul.
Under my scenario, you get rid of your top 10 prospects is what brings those three guys back, right? Okay. If I told you you could choose your top 10 prospects or a World Series ring this year, but you're going to have three or four struggling years after it, what would you take?
I would obviously take the World Series.
Absolutely.
But
take a shot.
I mean, do you throw Hail Mary passes on every play?
No. But again, we're talking about the Pirates. They've thrown in probably the last 20 years, or actually probably the last 30 years, they've thrown one Hail Mary. And it was a Hail Mary they threw to the wrong guy.
Why can't you hope that Ke'Bryan Hayes, you just mentioned Arenado, like he's definitely going to get going. Why won't Hayes get going?
Oh, that's a great question. Something the Pirates don't even have internally, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue at hand here. Not, oh, they're not going to go out and get this. No, look at the issues before them that are fixable. The rhetoric from the general manager, which is real. The best way we have a chance to improve is with our own guys getting better. That's what the Pirates have to do. That's the recipe. The only way to survive as a small market organization. And if you can't do the ABCs, 1-2-3s, I's dotting, T's crossed, blocking and tackling, well, guess what? You have abjectively failed. You have failed.
That was incredible.
And they are failing before our eyes.
Which can go out and get players in the same market, no difference in the Pittsburgh.
Because they are adding supplemental pieces to an already strong core because they've already done the basics of developing their own.
But they still go out and get a CC Sabathia when they need
those
one.
Those are supplemental
and
guys.
They spend more in the first place.
They do.
$40 million
only
more.
Further strengthens my argument for why you want to use your prospects to go get guys who are already established. Because you clearly can't develop them the right way.
That's a good point.
So what the hell difference does it make if you are winning Baseball America championships every single year if you can't do anything with them? So why not go out and get guys who are already established and stop playing games and pretending like you have an idea what you're doing bringing these guys up?
Because you're putting a roof on a home that doesn't have a foundation.
You're putting a roof on a home,
and you're putting window dressing and shutters on a home with no foundation.
I disagree because I think that if you add three hitters to this lineup, you change things completely.
Then you have no core foundation because
because you have three good hitters to add to two or three other guys that are pretty good. You got six or seven good. Go look at major league lineups and tell me how many outside of Baltimore have more than six good hitters. Most of them don't. So my point is, if you can score a few more runs every night with your pitching, you can get to the playoffs. And if you get to the playoffs, we've already established you got aces. You can get to where you need to get to.
All good organizations and any that are healthy, viable, that have any chance of really winning, they have to do it from within. Big market, medium-sized market, small market. The teams that are in contention and doing it right, if you look at their organization top to bottom, most of it is from within. External acquisitions, be it free agents or trades that you make, are supplemental, complementary accoutrements, if you will.
The Cubs, when they won the World Series, their entire pitching staff was bought.
I mean, you'd have to name the rotation.
Arrieta was the guy. Chapman was the closer.
Hayward was a key.
He was a huge, big-time free agent.
They bought him. They bought...
And then they hit on some of their own guys, too. They hit on Rizzo and Bryant, for sure. Baez, people like Kyle Hendricks. The two pitchers
they bought from the Red Sox, who were part of the Red Sox winning teams. I forget what their names are.
Now we're comparing Chicago to Pittsburgh.
But my point is, you're telling me that... I'm saying that was a team that had a whole lot of pieces that were bought.
The Pirates are going to be, if they're going to win, they have to be like Milwaukee. They have to be, to a degree, like Cincinnati, which I think is actually further ahead than they are, even though they're having a disappointing season. They have to be more like Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Baltimore. Those are the organizations that the Pirates have to be like. And if you look at all of those organizations, they are mostly built from within and from the ground up. Even the Atlanta Braves, if you want to take a... Yeah, organization for me, that's the one that I look up to and am more envious of than anybody.
I mean, when you look at when the Pirates won in 2013, they had a core of McCutchen, Alvarez, Walker, eventually Gerrit Cole, but that team goes nowhere without their two best pitchers were A.J. Burnett and Liriano. Their entire bullpen was fueled, and that was really, in the end, what won them tons of games that year was Grilly, Melanson, and Watson, all from the outside. So you better have a lot of outside help if you're going to win.
Yeah, and you can go get outside help, but not until you've got your foundation built. And I'm not sure they've properly assembled the foundation.
Well, the foundation is Jones, Keller, Skeens. That's the foundation. Well,
and we're talking about offensive. Well, you need to do that with offensive pieces,
Find
too.
A way, man. You got the right. pitching. Find a way
I
with
understand
the offense.
That. And that's why I
Michael
go back.
A. Taylor ain't working. That's Get
why,
him out of here.
That's why I pin it on the development of Hayes, Sawinski, and Davis. Those three, if they realized at least some of their potential,
okay.
this conversation would be different,
then,
and they would be looking at these outside acquisitions again as complementary pieces.
You could get a really good player, a Cody Bellinger, to play center field with one big prospect, and then you could fix your catching situation for the rest of this year with a guy like Elias Diaz or Stallings at a very not at a prohibitive price. Those would be two pieces that you could take care of.
You're not a fan of Joey Bart?
And what does it mean,
really.
Though? What does any of that mean, though, without Hayes, Sawinski, and Davis?
Get Sawinski out of here. Yeah, if you have Cody Bellinger,
so now you've created
like that,
another hole. So
he already is. He is a hole.
If you go get Stallings, you don't need Davis. Stallings is a better hitter than Davis, and he's a better catcher than Davis. You're actually improving on Davis.
No doubt. Those would be, again, complementary pieces. You have to get the foundation right.
Foundation is Jones, Keller, and
pieces.
Skeens.
What are we talking
that's
about?
That's your foundation. Then you're going to have to live with Cruz, Reynolds. Tellez has gotten hot. And if you bring in a bat or two, then all of a sudden you're talking five, six guys, like Paul said, who then you're starting to piece together a lineup that isn't great, but way better complements your pitching. Let's continue this conversation.
Of course, like I said, this all sounds like what I said yesterday. In the military, they say hope is not a method.
Plan. I agree.
But that's what they're selling, and that's what you seem to be signing on for, hope.
No, I'm saying that they have needed to much better improve from within.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
So what's plan B?
They've screwed up.
What's plan B? Sit here and watch it? Sit here and watch the fire?
You have to make some serious change, I think.
The house is burning, and Ben Cherington is sitting in the fire truck watching it.
Right.
And he's got you mentioned all those teams. He's got better high-end pitching than any one of them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a philosophy change.
All right, let's talk about that. Fan Twitter, that was good stuff, wasn't it? Limitless Wonder?
That was incredible. Some people on the text line were saying the best segment in years.
At least we brought some life to a lifeless situation, which is Ben Cherington sitting in a room somewhere watching this happen.
Someone's got to turn the lights on to make a deal. I mean, it's basically the double-edged sword that you guys were talking about.
Will a deal move the needle? Ask yourself that question. Will it move the needle?
I don't think the needle needs to be moved much. They're hovering around 500.
That's
They're barely
disagree.
Out of wild card.
That's
and they have the horses at the most important position.
And you're assuming that the horses are still going to be in the race August, September,
and then
through
October.
I mean, it's
such a defeatist attitude to assume they're not.
This snuck up on them. They weren't ready for this.
Well, I think, that Dan, that's why you go get a Taylor Ward or a Brent Rooker or somebody with multiple years of control.
I'd take a Jim
so
Rooker at
to
this
go
point.
And go for it next year.
Put him in the lineup, even though he's a pitcher. All right, we have to go. The whole show's almost over. Fan text line.
Wait, we were still on?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.